For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And 50th anniversary of Stonewall.
Today.
A little trifecta of theatrical offerings surrounding that, beginning with BUA Takes 10, the Stonewall edition, but also including the full version of Donna Hoke's On the Roof, and over at the New Phoenix Theater, A Seat Next to the King, Canadian play by Stephen Elliott Jackson, which we both quite enjoyed.
Enjoyed immensely.
Donna Hoke, who is a playwright, but also the regional rep for the Dramatist Guild, and she curates the BUA Takes 10, meaning that she solicits the scripts. These are 10-minute plays about gay rights. The first one is a World War I era play leading up to the night of Stonewall and aftermath, scattered about with a lot of new talent. I think at the curtain call they had the raise your hand if you're new to BUA, and it's almost the entire cast, of course, with the anchor of Timmy Finnegan, who has performed with them often.
And featuring a couple of younger actors, one I'd only seen once, that was Matthew Rittler, and the other Adam Klug. Wow, it makes me feel so good when young actors take the stage and are confident. There's a great future for them.
We saw him as Oliver. How old was he in 2011? He was a little boy. And it is a theater with an activist agenda. So the audience as well is very tuned into the subject matter of these plays. You see a lot of old-time activists, people who remember the time of Stonewall very well, tuning into the theater in powerful and meaningful ways. I remember several years ago when Eileen Dugan, great Buffalo actress, she did a number of plays with BUA, but one beautiful thing. It's about a mother whose son is in the process of coming out in Britain. And she's accustomed to working in large houses, equity contracts, and she said she had forgotten what it was like for an audience to need you so much and the power of what the theater can do.
As you say, a simpatico audience laughed at all the jokes. And one of those BUA touches I'd forgotten about, great music. Every BUA production has the best music.
Has the best music.
How do they do that?
Well, you know, from my own life, I'm old enough to remember, I remember the time of Stonewall, but I remember it because Judy Garland died that week. And I remember that very vividly. And all these little clues that something is happening in my life. And one, I got a huge laugh when the Judy Garland Carnegie Hall album, and the character asks, what is it about that album? Like, oh, Lord, if anyone had warned me.
We can poll the audience.
How many were obsessed with that album?
Great acting. Well, looking forward to On the Roof. It's post-industrial production, and it's a fundraiser for the Gay and Lesbian Youth Services. But it's only tonight and tomorrow. It's sort of a one-off at Trinity Episcopal Church. Anyway, we're calling it the Stonewall Weekend Trifecta. BUA Takes 10 at the Alleyway Complex, The Seat Next to the King at New Phoenix, and On the Roof over at Trinity Episcopal Church. Check them out.
Check them out. And then opened last week, first in rain, then in sunshine. There's Anthony Chase trudging into Delaware Park to see The Tempest. I must say rain is appropriate for Act 1, but not Act 2, which is when we got it. But glorious night, the last night that I saw Saul Elkin's production of The Tempest with Dave Marciniak as a wonderful Prospero. And we were all very, very curious to see what Christine Turturro, who we had admired so much in The Undeniable Sound of Right Now as Miranda.
Well, let's get back to Prospero, because as I understand it, as you have said, Prospero's usually kind of a revenge guy. He wants to get back at the society that wronged him. But here it's different. He's a concerned dad who wants his daughter to have a life.
Dave Marciniak is just adorable from the first moment he appears. He has to act mean from time to time. And the script supports that. I think that he recognizes that he has to put Ferdinand, the young prince, to the test, or he's not going to appreciate his daughter. That, you know, if love comes too easily, you'll never value it. And so he puts on this pose, especially in this production, that Shakespeare can sustain this interpretation. And he's got every right to be bitter. But this Prospero is simply not. And it is supported by what he has done. He doesn't break them and harm them and bleed them, as Shakespeare will do in other plays. This time he scatters them about and confuses them, and it's sprites and spirits and clowns and a monster, and it's great fun all round. Except, of course, for poor Caliban, who gets left. But
is it okay to marginalize Caliban? Because he's different.
Probably not.
Okay. But we'll talk to Mr. Shakespeare about that.
About that, yeah.
And I understand, it's almost a cliche. It's almost as usual. Tom Makar's music is a big part of the show.
His music. Well, there's original music that he's composed, but there's also a sound score that a lot of the magic is, in fact, evoked in our imaginations by his sounds. An echoing voice, a magical sound, evoking place, all done by Tom Makar through recorded sound.
Also opening tonight, a play that we saw at Road Less Traveled Productions with a little bit of a twist, The Christians, Lucas Nath, only this time it's down at Chautauqua.
For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.